Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Most kids, their favorite holiday is Christmas. Not when you're from a large family, because it might not be your turn to get a present that year. A large family, your favorite holiday is Halloween, because it is incentive-based. If you hustle, you can stock up for the year. Halloween comes around, all you know is you're going to run for as hard as you can, as long as you can. A lot of kids try to tell you, oh, Halloween ends at 10 p.m. Wrong. Halloween ends when people quit answering the door.
On the wake up call, public service announcement: Halloween ends at like 8:45. Don't come to my house past like 8:45.
Yeah, sure.
I'm putting my kids to bed, and I'm not giving you candy. Not to mention the fact too that there are no adorable little kids that are still coming to the door and still trick or treating at 8:45 or 9 o'clock at night. It's all the teenagers that are just using a pillowcase, and their Halloween costume is whatever clothes they wore to school that day.
Yeah, you can't come to my house and not have any kind of costume.
Do you say something?
I'll be like, so what are you? And they'll be like, I don't know, living life. And I'm like, that's not a thing. And then I just throw a Snickers bar at them.
But she's still giving me candy.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean.
Otherwise, they're going to do stuff to my house.
Well, also, what a strange exchange to have with a stranger child.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you know what? It's easier for me to just.
Maybe instead what we should start to do is whenever like a teenage boy comes to your house late with no costume on, looking for candy, instead of saying, what are you? You should just go, and what's your pronoun?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. I did cave, and I got Morgan a costume.
Wow.
I thought she was going to pick out the bin.
We went, yeah.
I know.
Wow.
What'd she get?
Elsa.
Okay.
Yeah, and she was, like, it was absolutely worth it because she came home and her sister made a big deal about, like, covering her eyes and bringing her in. And then she saw the costume because Audrey had delicately laid it out for her.
Mm.
And then the very first thing she said was, oh, thank you, Mommy.
Oh,
and
cute.
I was like, ugh.
Blonde wig?
Blonde braid.
Okay.
That she wore most of the night.
Okay.
Along with the costume.
That's something that nobody told me about when I became a parent, is that when you get your kid a Halloween costume, my mom used to make our Halloween costume.
My mom too.
But we don't do that anymore. So when you get your kid a Halloween costume, you have to like run defense to get them to not wear it between the time you get it and Halloween. Like my son Theo has worn his Halloween costume every day.
See, I don't stop them.
I do.
Why?
Because they're going to break it, or because they're going to lose part of it,
well,
or because of something. And I've made it very clear. Listen, I don't know what character you are.
Yeah.
Something called the Amazing Digital Circus. I don't know.
That's deep.
Which I thought was real stupid until I saw it show up in the top 10 most popular costumes this year. I was like, okay, well, guess I'm out of the loop. Anyway, it's like, I don't know what character you are, but if you lose either or both gloves,
Yeah. You're
going out without gloves.
I forgot about the losing part, because there have definitely been times where it's like, I lost the belt to my costume. It's like,
right.
Oh, put on a different belt, I guess.
And if you're going to wear it again, then Princess Peach might have spaghetti stains on her dress.
That doesn't bother me. If you spill something on it, okay.
I guess.
I mean,
if you want to spill something, do it after Halloween. I got a picture to take.
If you do, I guess the picture. But if you do it before Halloween, it's like, okay, so what? The neighbors in the dark are going to see that you spilled on your costume? Who cares?
They're going to think you're sloppy.
They do. They already do. Look at me. My neighbors have been in my house.
She looked like she was just going into a bin.
Have you seen my car?
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Here's what I'm excited for about Halloween. This is the first Halloween that I can remember where it's going to feel like a real East Coast Halloween.
Well, no, it won't, because you said East Coast Halloween means that you have to wear like a puffer jacket.
Not all the time, but Okay. Sometimes it did. Sometimes it would get down to like 34 degrees.
Okay.
Like right above freezing, and you had to wear a jacket or a coat on top of your Halloween costume. It sucked. But, it is going to be like 60 degrees tomorrow night.
Ooh, so chilly.
Chilly.
60 degrees, which, by the way, I fell asleep. My wife and I, we have a real lover's quarrel.
Tete-a-tete.
Every single night this time of year.
Yeah.
Where she says, the house is too hot, turn the air conditioning on. And I say, I'm not turning the air conditioning on when the temperature is higher than the air outside.
But she doesn't want the windows open.
Right, but she doesn't want the windows open. I say, we should have had the windows open all day. It would have had fresh air. I won last night, and I opened all the windows.
Okay.
The house was 62 degrees this morning.
Oh, you left them open?
I did.
I mean, not bad. I like being cold at night.
Not that cold.
Okay.
Not 62 degrees. Even I woke up at like 2:30 in the morning, and I was like, "The where you wake up, but your eyes are still closed because something's afoot. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
And I was just laying in bed, and I went, oh, God. And instantly knew, you did this. This is your fault. So then I went around the house like a weirdo, shutting all the windows.
At 2 in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh.
Trying to stop the bleeding as much as I can in the house. And I don't think I did anything.
Can we talk about the lights in here?
What's wrong with the lights in here?
It's been dark.
It's weirdly dark. The hall lights, like outside of the studio, are on their motion detector. And so they were on because we were just out there, but now there's nobody out there. So they just turned off and the studio got very dark.
Well, it's spooky season.
Oh, right. I don't want it that spooky.
Okay. All right. Well, try turn. This is what people don't realize about this studio. We don't have normal lights.
No.
So like to say like, just turn the light.
I think you got it.
Stop. Okay, this is the first time it's ever been successfully.
Usually it's like this weird, delicate balance. You're like tight-roping between they're all the way on.
Yep.
Or I'm squinting to see.
And the lights aren't normal light bulbs. They're the brightest things. Like, if you look directly at any of the little tiny light bulbs in this studio, it'll burn your rods and cones out of your head.
Donald Trump looking at the...
at the sun, yeah. And to change the lights in this studio is like a hotel shower. Like, easy, 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 easy. Now it's scolding.
Right.
And that's what it's like. But Kevin, you just did it. Congratulations.
Thanks. Who do we want to blame the lights on?
Whoever was in here last.
Yeah.
Perfume. Well,
do you
I didn't smell any perfume today.
I did. I can smell it over here.
Oh.
And I know who it is. He has a login.
Don't say it's Jesse.
It's Jesse.
That's so
Leave
mean.
Jesse alone.
Yeah, you always pick on he's so
I'm
quiet.
Not picking on him. I'm stating facts.
Well, you did say he wears perfume.
I said he wears perfume. I'm not sure if it's for women or not.
Oh, is there a lot of male perfume?
Sure.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't
Couldn't
know.
Couldn't be a nicer guy that we keep blaming this stuff on.
Super nice guy, but he's the last person to have logins on these computers. The studio is too scary for Katie and sure. Kevin, and it smells like baby powder perfume over here. And he was in here like 12 hours ago.
Okay. I feel like he would be known for being the perfume guy if his perfume was so strong that it lingered for so long. What if it's a ghost?
Oh.
How did we not consider that?
That is such a good point.
Guys.
Ghosts make smells all the time.
We have to apologize to Jesse.
And the ghost.
No.
Why?
Because the ghost is coming to our space.
You're the witch. Yeah. Why didn't you tell us it was a ghost?
Right.
Sometimes I just like to fight the feeling. I just like to keep it at bay.
I don't. I saw the Sixth Sense. It got scary.
Once you open the door, they're in.
They're gonna come to you and be like, "Want to see my dad's gun?" Right.
Oh my God.
Right.
Okay. Right. Okay. So, okay, we have a new boss, new general manager here at Odyssey. We need to send an email. Copy him on it.
Okay.
Okay. The email needs to be drafted. We'll copy all the managers on it, actually. And we'll say, okay, to Jesse.
Oh, so this is, we're sending it to Jesse. This is the apology.
This is the apology.
Go ahead. Yes, I'm listening.
To Jesse.
Yeah.
We apologize that we have publicly besmirched you.
But then say how we just besmirched
you. By saying that you wear baby powder perfume.
Right.
And that you like the studio too dark.
And too warm.
And we have also talked about your stature and how you're just so little. Okay.
Please say at all, Gavin.
That was Kevin's words, not mine.
What? He knows I don't talk.
You talk.
We apologize to you.
Yes.
Yes.
Turns out it was a ghost.
Yeah.
Remember, our general manager is not copied on this too.
Right. Yeah.
Switching gears.
Okay.
To our general manager now. Okay. Dear sir.
To whom it may concern.
Ooh.
How is the Odyssey budget for exorcisms? This is a serious question.
What does the handbook say about a haunting?
Right.
Right.
Right. Do we have a budget for that? If not, can we get reimbursed for one?
Yes.
Okay. The studio is too dark and it smells like baby powder perfume.
From a ghost.
From a ghost.
Right.
Who clearly was some sort of little lady before she died.
Yes. Aww. Yeah. Now, what is she doing in here? Living out her radio dreams.
Well, no, we don't know what this building was before it was a radio station.
True.
I mean, I don't think the building is that old.
Maybe it was an old Victorian house. We don't know. We don't know these
right
things.
In this business park.
Right.
Like just the house from up.
Mm-hmm. What's on the second suite of 3010 Lava Ridge Court in the corporate park? It's an old haunted house.
I don't know, but I can just hear a rocking chair every night.
I see her in the window.
Why haven't we been telling people that's why the lights turn off in the hall?
God, because we're not good at this.
I'm sorry.
You're the witch!
Guys, I apologize.
Stop blocking it out!
It's a lot to take on.
Stop being Cole from The Sixth Sense.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She's wearing overalls today, guys, so that could be performance enhancing on the game known as... Are you smarter than Katie? We're about to find out. Are they regulation overalls?
Of course.
All right. Just making sure. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
All right. I've got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Katie is leaving the studio, and we're brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. And the jackpot, Alex, is up to $220. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Let's rock and roll. Question one. Donald Trump closed his campaign out with a rally in New York City that was filled with racist and vulgar speeches, and 50 Cent could have been part of it. He said he was offered $3 million to perform a song at the rally, but he turned them down. Which was a bigger hit for 50 Cent, In Da Club or Candy Shop?
In Da Club.
Question two, speaking of rallies, Kamala Harris closed her campaign out last night at the Ellipse in Washington, the same spot where Donald Trump rallied the January 6th insurrection. Over 75,000 people showed up to hear it. Crazy. Spell the word ellipse.
E-L-I-P-S-E.
Question three, Channing Tatum is back on the market, ladies. He and his fiance Zoe Kravitz called off their engagement and broke up after dating for 3 years. She directed him in the thriller Blink Twice. So here's a question about blinking. Do babies blink more or less than adults?
Less.
Question four. Do you remember the scary movie franchise? Well, it is getting rebooted. The comedy series that spoofed famous horror movies will get a new installment next October with the original team behind it writing the reboot. What famous group of brothers wrote, directed, and starred in those films?
I have no idea. I've never even heard of that movie.
The scary movie franchise? There's like six of them. Wow.
I'm shook.
They made a ton of money. All right, yeah. Anyway, I don't think they're very good, but they made a ton of money. Anyway, question five. The World Series is going on, and the fact that the Dodgers just swept a 3-game lead has made ticket prices plummet. Because of this, the average ticket price was $585 24 hours ago, and now they are $453. So how much of a drop is that?
$131.
Okay. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Alex, where are we off to?
Off to work. I got to drive to Oroville for a meeting.
And where are you? Where do you live?
Pine Grove. It's in Amador County.
That sounds like is that a big drive? Is that a long drive?
Yeah, it's like 2.5 hours.
Holy cow.
Wait, where is she driving to?
She's driving to Oroville.
Wait, you drive 2.5 hours every day to work?
I don't think every day. No.
No, it's like a once every few months meeting.
Okay.
Even a once every few months meeting, I'd be like, guys, we could do this on Zoom.
Well, good for her. You're so pro, everybody get to the office.
Not two and a half hours.
Now you're saying you wouldn't even do it every couple of months?
2.5 hours one way?
Yes.
All right, sorry.
It's fine. Alex? I get to listen to my favorite radio station all morning.
Oh,
today.
My God.
Well, you win.
Who's that?
All right. Don't listen to him.
Well, you guys, don't listen
good.
To him.
All right, that is the correct answer. All right, here we go. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
Trump closed out his campaign at a rally in New York City, and, you know, the usual was filled with racist and vulgar speeches, but 50 Cent could have been part of it.
Okay.
He said he was offered $3 million to perform a song at the rally, but 50 turned it down. Which was a bigger hit for 50 Cent, In Da Club or Candy Shop?
Probably In Da Club.
In Da Club is right. Okay. Duh. Question two. Speaking of rallies, Kamala Harris closed out her campaign last night at the Ellipse in Washington, which is where Donald Trump rallied the January 6th insurrection. 75,000 people showed up to that. Spell the word ellipse.
Hold on, I'm going to write it down. E-L-I-P-S-E. P-S.
Oh, okay. E-L-L-I.
Oh.
P. I would have gotten that wrong, too. To be fair, I don't know what an ellipse is. Question three. Channing Tatum's back on the market. Get excited.
Yeah, I heard. Right.
That's not right.
You don't like Channing Tatum?
Not so much anymore.
Yikes.
I mean, he's fine. He seems very nice. He's cute, but like, he's not what he used to be.
Oh, boy.
What?
He and his fiance, Zoe Kravitz, they called off their engagement and they broke up after 3 years. Maybe it was just like a COVID relationship, you know?
I didn't even know they were together.
Yeah. She directed him in the thriller Blink Twice. So here is a question about blinking.
Okay.
Do babies blink more or less than adults?
I'm going to say less because they sleep more.
You're right, but that's not why. Babies only blink twice a minute.
How adorable.
Adults blink like 17 times a minute.
Oh.
Yeah. Alrighty. Question four. Do you remember the Scary Movies?
They're like spoofing
famous horror movies like that. They're getting rebooted.
Oh, good.
The next installment's going to come out next October. And the same team that wrote the originals is writing the new one. Well, what famous group of brothers wrote, directed, and starred in those movies?
Group of brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Sean Wayne. The Wayans brothers.
The Wayans brothers. That's right.
I didn't realize they were also involved.
Sean Wayans, Marlon Wayans, Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Him? I remember Who? Sean being in them.
They were both in them.
Okay.
Yeah, Marlon was the goofball guy. Sean was the sexy guy. Marlon was the goofball. And their oldest brother, Keenan Ivory Wayans, is the guy who directed them.
Okay.
Yeah. Question five. The World Series is going on, and the Dodgers just swept a 3-game lead, and it's made ticket prices plummet. Because of this, the average ticket price was $585 yesterday.
Okay.
Today, it's $453.
Okay.
So how much of a dip is that?
$132.
Oh. How about that? All right. Alex, are you there?
Why did that make the price go down?
Yep.
Because I am not a big baseball guy, but I think that means there could only be one more game left.
Wouldn't you want to see that?
Not if you're a Yankees fan,
oh,
no.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Alex, final score. You got 2, Katie got 4.
Oh. I didn't realize I did so well.
Katie wins. You know what? That's not the right attitude. Katie wins. And Alex, I hope you had fun, but go ahead and tell us what we have to hear.
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
No, not today. But please drive carefully, and thank you for spending your 2.5-hour drive with us.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Lynn, it's time for us to play Fun Delivered on The Wake Up Call. God, we love playing this game. We have a box that used to be big and used to be full, and it is dwindled down to very little.
Right. These are the remnants that we have not chosen.
Right, right. So, but that doesn't mean, just because it's small, doesn't mean that it's not awesome.
Right.
You never know what's inside of these. So, we are going into the Fun Delivered box in round one to pick out our Fun Delivered package. Kevin, you're up first.
Okay.
Now, Fun Delivered is a company out of Florida. We've talked about this all the time. They are great because they buy up these packages that have been undelivered, and they just get sent back to the mail. And I guess after a certain period of time, you just get to buy them, I guess. Kind of like Storage Wars. You know, you just get your stuff. All right, Kevin's over there shaking. You just get one, buddy. All right.
Okay.
Come back.
I'm about to grab a book.
Oh, is there a book in there?
It feels like a book.
Feels like a book. Okay, I think I know what he's talking about.
I don't want the book.
If I get the book, I'm pissed.
Last time we got the book, though, it wasn't a winner, but it was interesting that it was going to a prison.
Yeah.
There was a receipt inside. And we even...
Oh, this one got smashed.
Oh, wow. That was quick.
Okay.
Kevin, describe yours and what you picked.
Mine is a rectangular yellow manila folder type of vibe.
Okay.
It's a smush box, so I thought it was bigger than it seemed.
So
and it's squishy inside.
Is it like a stuffed animal or the box got crushed?
The box got crushed and I could feel the insides, and the insides are squishy.
Okay.
I'm pissed.
Well, last time I got a boba keychain that was soft,
that was
and
fun.
You went crazy for it.
I love that one, yes.
So, okay, Katie, she went in and went right back
out.
Okay,
so I may have made a mistake.
What?
So I felt it, and it felt like a ring box, okay? And I think I'm not wrong, but I don't think it's a ring that I want because it's from a company called PupRing.com.
What?
And it
pup,
has
P-U-P?
Pup like a...
I think that's for a dog.
I think you're right.
Okay, wow.
Pup ring. What do we think a pup ring is?
I'm sure it's something that just goes on their little collar.
You think? I hope it's
a ring for your dog.
I hope
cute.
It's like a dog bracelet.
Yeah,
yeah.
That would be
which,
so
by
cute.
The way, why isn't that a market? Jewelry for dogs. All right, I'm going in now. We're playing Fun Delivered round one.
Oh, it looks like Katie's not doing so well this time.
Okay, squish box. What do you
know? Okay, wow.
Yeah.
There's not. He's going for. He's going for the colored one.
Okay.
There
what
was
color,
only
what color
one
is
colored
it?
One.
Was it pink?
Yeah.
He still seems to be digging around. Okay.
Okay, he put it back.
This one has two. There are two things in this.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
And
a twofer.
And just in case you don't know, by the way, with Fun Delivered packages, they always black out the address. You can never see where it's going. However, the sticker is coming off of this one, and I can at least see what city and state this one was supposed to go
okay.
to. And it was supposed to go to Marietta, Georgia.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mine is Fairfield.
Fairfield, California?
No. NJ, New Jersey.
Oh, Fairfield, New Jersey. Okay.
Why are you so confused by the NJ?
I didn't know.
Okay.
I didn't know what state.
Yeah, he didn't know. He's just a boy.
Right, you're right. He's a college graduate. All the one in the room.
So listen, our interest is piqued. Is yours? We are going to take a break, play some music, come back, and open these for part two of Fun Delivered on The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It is time for us to get back into fun delivered on the Wake Up Call. One of the most fun things that we do all week long. We look forward to it. We hope you look forward to it too. Fun Delivered is a company out of Florida that buys up undelivered packages that never made it to their final destinations. And we have no idea what's inside of these, but we go into the big box. We pick out one thing each. We open it live on the air. It is the most random crap you could ever imagine.
Really?
If you ever want to see any of the past Fun Delivereds and the random stuff that we've gotten out of it, just text in the word fun, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. Those videos are so funny. Okay. Going in the same order?
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin went into the big box first. So, Kevin, you're going to open your Fun Delivered first.
Okay.
Oh, it's a
Oh, my God.
What? What did he get?
It's absolutely a sex toy.
I'm so pissed.
It's absolutely a sex toy.
Did I get a vibrator?
Oh, my God, Kevin.
I can't even describe it.
Touched one before. This is dirty.
You've never touched one before?
I don't need one.
It's not for you, stupid.
Oh, okay. Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, this is very small. It's a sex toy.
We know it's okay. A sex toy.
What's the cord for?
So you can charge it.
What do you need it to charge?
Because.
How old is he?
Oh, this is for a lady.
I didn't know.
Oh, it vibrates.
Gavin.
Oh, you could choose your. Oh,
hey.
Yes.
We are all going through something with Kevin right now.
Yes.
I don't know that we can post this video.
Oh, of course,
not?
Sure we can. Sure we can.
Just blur it out.
But listen,
it is vibrating very hard.
But just so you know, before you text fun to 909-1065,
it has
1065. Oh, my God. Listen to me. I just know there's a sex toy in it
right.
This time.
There's four modes, five, six modes.
Kevin's just pushing the button and feeling it.
Okay, I can't touch
Hold
that
it up.
Anymore.
Let me see. It's pink.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not very big.
Jeez.
Katie.
Do you want this? Because I have no use.
I don't think I could ever use that after you've had your hands on it.
I only touched it on off for experimental purposes.
That is too much. Okay.
Such a great point.
I'm so pissed. Oh, what is this?
Kevin's going to keep discovering
is
things.
Is there more? What? Is it instructions?
It's supposed to go the other way.
What?
It says it's a plug.
Let me see.
Hold on a second.
I don't think that's right. Nope, he's right.
I'm shook. So it's for a man?
It is for a man.
Where does the...
Okay, I apologize, everybody, if your kids are on their way to school.
Right.
I'm also discovering things.
Listen, fun delivered.
Read.
No.
Read it. You'll see that it is not...
Well, all right, while I read this, Katie, go ahead and open your...
Well, I've never been so excited
to find out
what a pup ring is. Which also sounds like a sex toy.
I was just about
to
say.
So it does look like a little ring box.
Okay.
And I'm opening it. Oh.
At least yours is cute.
Oh. It's a ring for you with your dog's name on it. And it has a little bone.
It's a teeny tiny ring.
And it says Bella.
Oh, that's a cute name.
So it's literally a ring for your dog with your dog's name, Pup Ring.
That's
so
cute.
But it's for you to wear.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, I think we know who's winning so far.
No, I hope.
I don't think we do.
No, I don't think so.
All right. I'm opening mine. We're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. There's two packages in mine. It is... I absolutely have the worst effing luck.
We can trade.
When it comes...
Right, I was going to say, would you have rather...
Mine's not even interesting. Yours is at least interesting.
What is it?
I got two tubes of sunscreen.
Oh, what SPF?
50.
Ooh, that's a good
that's
one.
Great. Yeah,
universal moisturizing sunscreen.
Yes. We love a good moisturizer.
Why would somebody buy this online when you could just go to... any store near your house and get some.
I think that's a combo sunblock and moisturizer, though.
All right.
I mean, that's how I feel about the toy. Why? Well, why?
Right.
I mean, to have the kind of patience to wait for that.
Well, where are you going to buy it? Spencer's? I don't even know where you buy something like that now.
I do.
Oh boy. In person?
Okay. Wow.
Remember we used to work right next to one.
Oh, Goldie's.
Susie's.
Yeah. And I'll leave this at my house for all the pool parties where Katie doesn't bring sunscreen for herself.
You have a pool. Provide the sunscreen. Right. It's right. Not that hard.
It's not.
I mean, what am I going to do with this toy?
I can think of something.
I'm not.
Okay. This is a day. This is
how we start in.
All right. Well, that was a body fun delivered on the wake up call. Who do you think won? I can't wait to read your text messages. Text them in to 916-909-1065. And if you want to see it, text the word fun. And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
He goes all over the internet, through targeted ads, trying to find information to make us more interesting. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know roughly 98% of your body's atoms are replaced every year, making you physically different from a year ago, the result of constant atomic renewal?
Well, then why do I still suck?
What? They said 98% of your
atoms. Oh, okay. So the crappy 2% just hang around?
Sorry.
Clanging on. I think I'm different than I was a year ago.
Well, according to his fact, you are. We all are.
I think I'm different spiritually.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Cosmically.
Me too.
Sexually.
All right. Okay. All right.
Maybe not that
All right.
Longer.
Let's not go crazy.
Yeah.
Why does this happen and how does this happen, Kevin?
So, okay, it's like friends, okay?
All right.
You meet some new friends, a.k.a. Adams.
Okay.
They meet your older Adams.
A-D-A-M-S.
Yes. Okay. And then they're like, ooh, I'm not getting a good vibe from you.
Okay.
I'm going to replace you in the friend group.
Okay.
And then that's how the new Adams come in, and then you're a better person because of it. Sometimes friends come in your life or a part of your life. And
a season, a reason, or a lifetime.
Yes. Yes. Season, reason, or a lifetime.
Yeah.
I love that rule. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Interesting fact, Kevin.
Did you know the word brabble means to argue about petty things?
Why don't we use that word more often?
Because we're too busy arguing about petty things.
That is pretty much the slogan for this show.
Okay, of the three of us, who argues about the petty stuff the most?
There's no question it's me.
Oh, woo! I thought that was going to be me for a second.
I'm the one who I feel like my blood pressure gets raised when I see somebody not return a shopping cart.
See, is that petty, though?
Yeah.
I think that's petty.
I think you've argued about pettier.
What is the definition of petty, then, Kevin?
I don't know how to explain it. You just know what petty is.
I would say petty is a surface annoyance.
Okay.
Like somebody not returning a shopping cart, it doesn't affect your day, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
The definition of petty is of little importance.
Yeah, that's you.
Wow.
Right.
But wouldn't you say you kind of love living in that space? You love being a brabbler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Oh, wow.
A brabbler.
Yeah.
That's not a sexy word.
No, well, it's not a sexy thing to do.
No.
Don't raise your voice at me.
There's something about a lovable crank.
So do you think you're going to get worse as you get older?
I don't think we can avoid it. Like, at some point, I'm pretty close already to not really getting upset about something big and cataclysmic like climate change anymore, because I know it's out of my control. So I'm kind of like, okay, well, if I can't get upset about that because there's nothing I can do about
it. And God knows I need to stay upset.
Right. Then maybe I should be upset about something, the fact that, like, doves make nests in dumb places. And get mad at them for that.
I wish people could understand desperately how many times a dove's nest and its location has come up in conversation.
Yeah.
It has been years, literal years.
See, Brabler.
Brabler.
Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know the Romans believed that the vein in the fourth finger on the left hand ran directly to the heart and was called the vena amoris, the vein of love. This is why it's called the wedding ring. Wedding ring finger.
None of that tracks.
The vein on the fourth finger is the vein of love.
He's saying that the vein on your ring finger, on your married ring finger, the Romans believed it went all the way to your heart.
Just one vein.
Does everyone have a vein there?
I don't have a vein.
I don't have a vein.
Guys, you have veins in your entire body.
But I can't see it.
I can't see the vein.
I don't know that it means you have to see it.
Does that mean my love is missing?
Apparently,
they did. They had to see it.
Why couldn't they have, like, done it, like...
We're talking about ancient Rome.
They took people apart.
Is this the vein? The middle?
Yeah, see, you've got love.
I guess there's something. Okay, all right. I can barely see mine. Kevin, maybe that means that you and I just don't love.
I guess.
Uh-oh.
It's hard to love.
That's why it's the ring finger. All right.
What was that word you were struggling over?
Vena amoris.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now that I say it now, it seems easy.
I think it's the vena.
Okay.
I mean, that sounds like it literally translates in Latin to the love thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.